toes away from the Buffalo Bills for the foreseeable future. That loss is on him. Bills still going all the way. Hashtag circle the wagons. Didn't even put those two together. O's goes and blows the Buffalo Bills' minds, and then all of a sudden they're losing like that. Something about
the mentalist. I watched the clip. Did you see it?
No.
It's pretty incredible. The Dr. O's is his name, the mentalist.
I don't understand the football cake one at all. Like, he cut into it, and it was the logo that Ed Oliver. It was like the Disney logo.
Sure.
Right. But Ed Oliver had just said.
That was the least impressive. I mean, that was impressive.
Because he throws the ball to Ed Oliver. And Ed Oliver. And then he's like squeezing it like a football. Yeah, and it's a football.
But did you see the one where he accurately predicted the order of people Josh Allen would throw the ball to right down to?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
And then the numbers.
Don't tell me how it happens. I don't want to know. Yeah. I want to be mystified.
It's
pretty crazy.
He predicted how Allen would.
Yes.
Start the game? Did Allen have
No. Who he... Here, Josh, throw the ball to somebody.
Oh, okay.
In the room. And he's like,
predict. I see.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then he, like, guesses someone's PIN number, and it's the same numbers as the guy that Allen threw the ball to?
Yes. Yeah.
It's...
Doesn't make any sense.
You're right. That's better than the football.
It doesn't make any
sense. But the football cake one is just weird. Like, how did they... I don't know. The numbers one is crazy, though.
Have you watched that show, Is It Cake? And did you make it more?
I think I watched an episode or two.
Did you watch like 11 minutes and say like, okay, I got it?
I think, yeah.
It looks like stuff. Like,
I don't think I made the second episode.
You watched four seasons?
Oh, no.
Okay.
There are four seasons?
There are four seasons.
All right.
My girlfriend's niece is into the show, so I see it from time to time.
Yeah, that seems not the four seasons worth.
By the way, speaking of shows, today's October 1st.
Yeah.
Happy October 1st. Is it today or tomorrow? When is it? When's it coming out? Big news.
What's coming out?
Tomorrow. New season of Love is Blind.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
Here we go. Love is Blind. What is this, the eighth season?
I think it's the seventh season.
Seventh season?
Yeah, season seven. Yeah. Huge news.
Uh-huh.
Man, this is so exciting. Tomorrow, Love is Blind's out, season seven.
Is it like a live event again?
No.
Like it's going to be out at like 8 o'clock?
They'll do a live event for like the reunion or the finale, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, quick. Sean McDermott fourth down note.
Okay.
So many people have noted that McDermott got conservative against Baltimore and the win percentage surrendered by their fourth down decisions was bad. He gave away win percentage.
Yep.
If you subscribe to that stuff, you don't have to. But anyway, here's the bigger point. So someone responded and said like, hey, why are you guys acting like McDermott is conservative? He's one of the more aggressive coaches in football. And the data set that was used was from 2022 to 2024. He's like the second most at making the right calls on when to go for it versus when to kick on fourth down. And that's true. From 2022 till right now, he's been the second most aggressive. But why am I looking at 2022? Why don't I look at 2024?
Mm-hmm.
When I look at 2024, where are the Bills in kicking versus going for it? How often are they going for it when they should versus kicking? They are under 50% on getting it right. And that is not number two in the league. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17th. They are 17th in how often do you go for it when you should.
Right.
17th. That is four games. But that is a dramatic shift. That is no longer, what are you talking about? He's the second most aggressive.
Right.
Not this year. He is definitely not.
Yeah, not so far. Not at all.
And it did not cost them against Arizona. It could have. It almost did.
Why do we think that's happening? Is it their offense? Is it... Don't they kind of play second and third downs like they're not as confident that they're going for it on fourth because they're doing all this QB sneak stuff on second and inches?
They had a quarterback sneak on second and inches.
They are more, it does feel like they're more worried about let's just keep the chains moving. And maybe part on second and third.
Yep.
And maybe that's because they're not as inclined to go for it on fourth, but I don't know what the change is. Maybe the change is that they want to protect their defense more. Right? Because I don't know, or it's that it's a small sample size. A couple of questionable decisions could really skew that, right? You make three bad decisions on eight attempts, or of like when you have to really make a decision here on are you going for it or not, and that could tank your number. So, but it's not good. It's not good so far at all. The one on Sunday where you're the same down and distance, the same yard line, why are you making a different decision? Like, that is the one that just does not make any sense at all. Yeah, other than just you are only just playing your gut.
The difference was you're down 11 points, whereas the first time it was 0-0.
Right.
Bills, Texans. Their first trip there, no, sorry. Yeah, their first trip there since the playoff game.
That would be, yeah, that has to be right, yeah. Right? That mm-hmm. has to be right.
They played the Peterman game down
they've
there.
They've had him here.
Peterman game where Allen got hurt down there. And since then, it was the playoff game.
Yeah. They've actually only had the one meeting here since then. They've not played the Texans in 3 years. They won 40-0.
That was the rainiest day in the history of Highmark Stadium. When they won 40-0. Yes.
Really? Okay.
It was unbelievable.
How wet it was.
I wore full rain gear.
Uh-huh.
And when I got back to the camper and took off my rain gear, my shirt was still somehow soaked.
Yeah.
It was jumping into a pool. That's how wet it was.
Okay.
The Bills won 40-0.
Who did the Texans quarterback
meet? Davis Mills.
Davis Mills? Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So their first meeting against Stroud.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a great McDermott redemption game. Maybe that'll be Terrell Bernard and Taron Johnson are back, or just, you know, you're not worried about the Texans running the ball the same way. You clean some things up. It's a great potential McDermott redemption game.
And then there's the Diggs storyline, of course.
Yes. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. I heard Eric Wood talking about Diggs yesterday with the afternoon show and how, I think he said to the effect of, Eric's got a podcast centered on Buffalo. He said a lot of the guests he's had on rave about Diggs and how the role he played in their life, making them better players.
Mm-hmm.
And he pointed out that when Allen last week said something about don't make it about that, said he did refer to him as 14 and didn't say him by name. And Eric brought that up and said that's interesting. And I feel like now that I thought back, like, all right, I remember Diggs referring to Allen as 17 a lot. Like 17. Hey, 17.
Like, yeah.
So, I don't know. But it will be interesting to hear what people have to say this week.
I think for the most part, they've all been pretty cordial about
diplomatic.
It. Diplomatic. Diggs was asked a couple times about it, and he made a comment along the lines of, I don't need to talk bad about my ex to talk up my current, you know, something along those lines.
Yep.
And Allen, this is the week, though, where, like, it's last week, what happens? He makes a comment, and everyone runs with it. Oh, he's talking about Diggs. And then Allen almost, to me, he looked put off by it when he had to correct, like, I can't believe every time I say something, even somewhat that could be misconstrued as a Diggs comment,
yeah.
I've got to come in and explain that it's not. And this week, though, like, that's just, you got to assume that's happening, right? Everything you say is going to be microanalyzed, and it's going to be looked for. It's a storyline, and people are going to want the story. So there will be hyper-analyzing, I think, of every comment that anyone makes. Any tweet, right? Any liked tweet, although I don't think we can see people's likes anymore.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. That's our phone number. Happy Tuesday. Well, tomorrow, Lindy Ruff, Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. We should chat a little bit about the Sabres at some point. Maybe I've got a few minutes for that when we get back. Open segments, you can give us a call. What's real? What's not a big deal from the Baltimore game as we turn the page toward Houston?